This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. Mm-hmm. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and today is Monday. There is no game tonight. Our beloved game will not be televised because of the NFL, the other beloved game of our beautiful country. It will be back on tomorrow night, and so we will have our recap out for you Wednesday of the final finale of the two finales that they have presented
supposedly.
Us. Yeah. But supposedly that's where they're going to announce Zach Shawcross as the next Bachelor. So we're looking forward to that. We hope you'll join us for it. But today we have something different in store. As many of you know, on Mondays, we do a little episode called Digging Deeper.
Digging Deeper.
Where we go into all of the most important clips from around the podcast sphere of our nation. We play them for you. We break them down for you so that you don't have to listen to 145 hours of Bachelor Nation podcasts. We give you the most important shit, the things you need to hear from them. And Dark Seeker is instrumental in helping us put this episode together every week. So we thank her for her service, and we thank her for her service in an incredible video that you can see on our Instagram.
where she was able to submit a video asking for dating advice from Tyler Cameron, which he gave.
I mean, getting dating advice from hashtag pay Tyler Cameron while listening to 100,000 hours of clickbait, MVP of the week.
It doesn't get much deeper in the pit than that. So we thank you once again, Dark Seeker, but welcome to our Monday show. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, we got a massive amount of clips for you, all drenched in sauce. The sauce wars are continuing as we do this podcast. Of course, today we've got stuff from Off the Vine. We've got stuff from Clickbait, two episodes of that. We've got stuff from Bachelor Happy Hour, of course. We've got stuff, you know, from those Vial files. Some very interesting Vial file stuff. On one episode, Nate Olakoya showed up and he was discussing his breakup with Michelle Young and some very interesting things about that relationship. And we also have Rachel Lindsay at the very end of this episode from a podcast called Midnight Snack with Michelle Collins, where she is rendering her opinion on why the show and the audience are changing. That's some fascinating stuff. And the final clip of this episode is from Higher Learning, Rachel Lindsay's podcast with Van Lathan, where she's discussing Eric Schwer's blackface scandal. Even now, this deep into the season, there's one episode left, I still can't tell these fuckers apart. And one of them is The Bachelor now.
I know.
God.
One of them is in a blackface scandal. One of them is an ex-bachelor. Interchangeable to close.
Anyway, let's get into this. Let's start with our first clip. It comes to us from Off the Vine, September 8th, 2022. In this clip, Caitlin Bristow and her producers discuss the difference between the love levels, and she reveals that indeed there is a rule book for our beloved game. Here we go.
And then Rachel said what? So she said she's falling in love with
Avon.
She's in love with Tino.
Yes. She said, I love you. I love you. No hesitation.
But do you think there's a difference? Because she said falling for the one and in love with the other.
On The Bachelor, there's a difference. In real life, I have no idea.
I know.
I think in real life, there is a difference. I think if someone was like, I'm falling in love with you, it's like I'm getting there, basically, but I'm not there.
Yeah.
And then saying like, I love you is like, nope, I'm there.
But like on the show, it's like, I could see myself falling for you. I'm going to fall for you. I'm falling for you. I'm in love with you. I love you.
Yes. There's a 10-step process.
It really is such a production of how you go about it. It's like in the rule book. I know that they say there's no rule book. There is. There's a full rule book, and that's part of it.
This is why Caitlin Bristow is the GOAT. The full open acknowledgement that there is a rule book, it is a game, and it includes love levels. She's not demonizing Rachel Recchio on TikTok like some sort of edgelord.
Oh, how dare you? What's wrong with being an edgelord?
It's not my style of play.
That makes one of us. Yeah, no, this was a great clip. Obviously, they're differentiating love levels. They're acknowledging that they exist. Although, in my opinion, they mistakenly say they don't exist in the real world. I think they do.
Have you ever said love level 3 in the real world? I feel like love level 1 and 4 exist in the real world.
I'll tell you my error of the game with regard to love levels. When I was in my early 20s, I'm dating someone we'd been dating for a couple months, 2 or 3 months maybe. And it was Valentine's Day. And she said to me, I love you. She love level 4'd me. And to my knowledge, there was no love level 1. There was probably love level 1 somewhere there. But to my knowledge, no 2 or 3, at least in memory. And my reaction to it was, she goes, I love you. And I go, thank you.
Oh, God. That's like in a TV show or movie that you hear of that happening.
Totally. In retrospect, I can now apply a Bachelor lens to it. And, that we had a conversation about like, I want to be honest. It was like a sacred word defense. It was like, I don't want to say that unless it's true or whatever.
I don't throw it around lightly. That's a good.
And then whatever. A couple weeks later, I was like, no, I do love her. And everything worked out for some amount of time. But I'll never forget that that moment where I said thank you, and it became a joke in our relationship.
I love that you instinctively used sacred word defense. See, I mean, that's just saying these things are real life, but I really do feel like, at least in my own life, I feel like I've only used 1 in 4. I don't think I've ever said I'm starting to fall in love with you or I'm falling in love with you.
God, have I? I don't know. I've definitely heard a love level 3.
Humble brag. I mean, the LL3s have definitely been done to me. Yeah,
but I don't do love level 3s. No, I don't know if I've ever done a love level 3. Maybe. I don't know. I'm much more conscious of it now, obviously, since we've been doing this show for a couple of years. Yeah, I don't know. Time will tell, I suppose. But I found this fascinating, this clip, obviously, that Bristow here and her producers are really laying out for us that these love levels exist. And then she says there is a rule book. The only problem with this clip is she doesn't say the name of the rule book. It's How to Win the Bachelor by Lizzie Pace and Chad Colchin, available in fine bookstores now.
Yeah, paperback will be out soon, coming months.
Yeah, we have no idea what the release date is, but someone else probably does.
We'll update you.
Yeah, we'll update you. When we find out, we'll tell you. Now let's move on to this next clip. This comes to us from one of our favorite Sauce Wars podcasts, Clickbait. The guest was Avon Jones from September 8th. In this clip, how to describe this? Grocery store invokes Sleucium protocol in a rare moment of tea about the motivation to come into the show in the first place. I was, I don't know. I was very surprised that he said this. Here we go.
Where Jason's coming from, but at the same time, like, you had to have done a little bit of research on this show and know that if you do make it near the end, this is the goal of the show.
Do you think people don't think they'll make it that far? And so they don't even consider it, unless you're Tino.
I feel like even if you don't think you're going to make it, you still have to have somewhat of a plan if you do.
I don't think a lot of people, I mean, it's, I don't think a lot of people think that they're going to make it. Yes, I do think that. But also I think.
So then why go on the show, though?
Right. The plan has, like, listen, I said this a million times. I did not watch the show before I was on, but I know that it ends in an engagement. You're going on this show to potentially find your forever partner.
There's so much to get into in this. Grocery store is telling some version of a truth here, that if you come into the game, you, of course, have to have thought about the possibility that you would win the game or make it to a late stage of the game and have a plan. Natasha Parker immediately...
He's a night one guy, keep in mind.
Exactly.
He had a plan for engagement as a night one guy.
That's essentially what he's admitting here. And then Natasha Parker hears this and immediately is like, no, that's not sauce. That's a little bit too much tea. And she tries to rein it back in. I never watched the show. I didn't even know anything about it. But, you know, the engagement is the point of it. And she's trying to rein back in this idea that no one should ever have a plan. You're just going there to fall in love and get engaged. How can you plan those things? And to see on Clickbait the subtle dance that is done between these hosts sometimes, where one of them, I love it. I absolutely love it. And it really is turning out to be Grocery Store who's doing most of the tea spilling. Not that this is even like massive tea. It's in the subtext of how he's saying it. That he's saying you have to have a plan going in. That means necessarily he doesn't think this is real.
It's also not sauce, because in the document this past season, we saw a man villainized for thinking about fantasy suites. So Grocery Store is basically saying you should have thought about the last round of the game, but you can't theoretically think about the second to last. I just love Natasha's line here about watching this, not having... She said it millions of times. She's like, not only was I not a producer plant, as everyone suspected on Pilot Pete's season, I famously never saw a frame of the show.
She's like, I didn't even know it was a show. I just thought it was 30 people dating someone. When I showed up and there were TV cameras, I was like, is this a TV show?
Well, Grocery Store, Welcome to the Sauce Wars.
Welcome to the grocery store. Has been in the Sauce Wars from the beginning. He was like, he fired the first shot. Depends on who you wind up being.
Get ready for a little revolve. Click a link, baby. That's my new favorite. Click a link, baby.
Click the link, baby. Yeah. All right. We're going to move on to another segment from a different clickbait. This one came a week later on September 15th. In this first clip, grocery store weighs in on the nature of the lead being forced to lead players on and how the show actually works. Again, grocery store is getting into some dangerous tea territory here. Here we go.
Like Rachel, like what happened to her with Clayton is not the same thing that she's doing to the other guys, but it's kind of similar. It really is kind of similar. And I feel like, well, I think she definitely led Zach on for sure. You don't think that? I think Zach was led on.
So do you think that Clayton was leading them on?
Well, I think, isn't that what Clayton got all the hate for? He said he loved them and hooked up with them in overnights.
Knew he wanted to be with Susie?
But knew he kind of wanted to be with Susie, yeah. That was what Clayton got all the hate for.
Well, I think telling them all that he loves them and then not letting them leave, but I still think that he really,
if you're listening to this, you could pick apart what I'm saying, and it's not the exact
I don't think
same
it's the
thing,
same, but I think it's the way that the way that the show works is you can't, you know, listen, Claire Crawley is going to be infamous forever for being like, nope, it's Dale, forget all these dudes. But that's not the way the show works.
This is so good.
Yes, I agree.
So much here.
Yes.
Saying, grocery store being like, I 100% know that Rachel Vecchia definitely led Zach on. That is sauce to me, victimizing Zach, the next bachelor, over yes. Rachel Vecchia.
I think they've been given those marching orders. Like, I think even from a week or two ago, they were probably told, like, hey, start promoting Zach Shawcross as a victim. I don't know if that's crazy.
How can you say with full confidence, I know exactly what happened in the dynamics of their relationship when most of their relationship occurred off camera in Fantasy Suite?
Of course. They can't know. But that's the whole point of these official Bachelor Nation podcasts is, like, they don't know really what's happening. No one does. Only the producers and the players, the people who were there, actually know what's happening. But they're being told by the producers, by Warner Brothers, by the engine that makes the show and promotes it to start promoting Zach Shawcross, which honestly is like a breath of fresh air, because if this would have been Clayton's season, they're being told to kick him in the fucking balls at every opportunity. So this at least is a little different.
Well, I mean, I like here that there's the confusion over why Clayton is demonized. GSJ mm-hmm. is like, isn't he demonized for leading them on? And then Natasha says, no, it's because he love level four'd them and then trapped them on the show.
Yeah, forced them to stay there, she said, or something. I was like, I don't remember that part, but
okay. No. So I'm like, they can't even, no one even knows for sure what it is exactly that Clayton did that's so evil that warranted his vilification the entire next season.
It was telling them all that he loved them, I think, simultaneously, and telling them in a very public way, like in front of one another at the Rose Ceremony from Hell, that he had sex with all of them. I think there's the thing that he really got vilified for is just how he handled the situation. I don't think it was that he fell in love
with
them.
Doing it publicly.
Yeah, or had sex with any of them. I think that it was the Rose Ceremony from Hell specifically that people got mad at. And that, of course, was concocted by producers. He didn't have a choice in that.
Yeah. I also laughed out loud when GSJ is like, you can pick apart what I'm saying. And I'm like, oh my God, he's talking to us. Who else is picking apart what he's saying?
Yeah. Well, thank you, grocery store, for giving us permission to pick apart what you're saying. We're doing it now. We hope you enjoy the pick apart. But then there's also this part with Natasha Parker saying what the show is, or like what the point of the show is. That was interesting to me. And she kind of does a little thing where she's like, that's not the point of the show. The point of the show is, and then she kind of has to backtrack. She knows, like, as soon as you make a statement like that, I'm going to tell you what the point of the show is. That shit better be pure sauce. And so she has to take a moment to just be like, wait a minute, what is the point of the show? It's to get engaged. It's to fall in love.
I mean, she gets one thing right, and that is that Claire Crawley will live in infamy for what she did.
Yes, but that's the whole, in my opinion, that's kind of one of the biggest points of contention with or between Sauce and T, is when you're saying shit like that, the point of the show is to fall in love and get engaged. Well, Claire Crawley did that. She just did it far out of the context of the game structure. So that means that's not the point of the show.
Yeah, she didn't agree to lead on 30 other people.
Exactly. And even talking about this, that Rachel Recchia was leading people on as she's going down this path, it's like, and we're going to get to some clips with Vial, of course, which will corroborate this. But like, that is the actual structure of the show. The lead must lead on everyone mm-hmm. other than the ring winner. That literally is the show. And so to sit there and say the point of it's to get engaged, yes, that's kind of the conceit of it, I'll say, but it's not the point of it.
The conceit.
The point of the show, in truth, is to make tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars for a giant corporate greed machine. That is the point of the show. Mm-hmm. That is why it exists. Everything else is just kind of like what the producers think is going to keep eyeballs on it.
Yeah, which is the squat cry. Fence jump, squat cry, being broken.
We got one more clip from this episode of Clickbait. In this clip, Joe, that's grocery store, tells us what the real point of the show is, and he renders his opinion on Recchia's need to be engaged. This clip is, I think it's the best one this week from Clickbait, for sure. So I hope you enjoy. If you want to hear that clip and our reaction to it, and believe me, you do, you just want to go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us in the bottom of the pit, and you're going to get access to the rest of this episode, which is about an hour and a half long. And you're going to get access to, at this point, I literally do not know how many other episodes we've done, different digging deepers. And back when we first started Patreon, we had some deep dives into various star players' rookie seasons and episodes that talked about producers and SpawnCon and all kinds of stuff. You'll get access to all of those episodes. You also get access to our weekly live show that we do half an hour before our beloved game airs. The next one that we do will come out on Tuesday before the final finale airs. And you're going to get access to our Discord, where you can submit your Screams from the Pit that we will play on our Friday episodes in the Screams from the Pit section. And you get access to everybody else who's on that Discord. You get to have conversations about things like The Bachelor, things like aliens, things like squirrels, things like Pokemon Go, or whatever else you may be into. So we can't wait to see you in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. And dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag,
a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.